We have plenty of heat and humidity across our area today, and we are tracking some thunderstorms as well. We had some showers come through during the first part of the day. Those were in association with a warm front. Then we had a nice break in the action for much of the morning into early afternoon. Even some breaks of hazy sunshine came through. But around lunchtime, our area of thunderstorm activity developed to our west, and we'll be tracking those storms through the rest of the afternoon into at least the first part of tonight. Temperatures are very warm once again today, and our dew point temperatures are way up as well. In fact, dew points through much of the day have been up close to that 70-degree mark, and that's that kind of magic number for oppressive humidity. And I will point out that farther south, down through portions of the Mid-Atlantic and Delaware and in Maryland today, some areas have dew point temperatures as high as 80 degrees, which is basically like being on the equator. So plenty of heat and humidity helping to fuel these storms across the Northeast today. And some of these storms will be locally strong or severe, with a lot of thunder and lightning, some heavy downpours that could lead to some localized flooding, also gusty winds and hail, and there's even the possibility of an isolated tornado. So be aware of the weather for the rest of the day into at least the early part of tonight. Any storms will tend to wind down this evening. It is going to be a warm and humid night. The cold front that's helping to kind of set off these storms is still going to stay to our west, and that'll keep things on the muggy side through the night. Temperatures tonight will fall back mainly into the 60s to near 70 degrees, so it's going to be another uncomfortable sleeping night across the area. Some patches of fog are possible. Moving into the day tomorrow, that cold front will finally cross the region. That will bring us the chance of at least a passing shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, it'll be a warm and humid day. Temperatures will be up into the 80s to near 90 degrees. A few spots south of Albany may come up into at least the lower, maybe mid-90s tomorrow afternoon with even warmer feels like temperatures. Heading into the weekend, it will turn a little bit less intense in terms of heat and humidity, so a little bit of relief is just a couple of days away. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of a shower or storm mainly this evening, patchy fog, warm and humid, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a shower or storm, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of an evening shower or storm, areas of fog, warm and humid, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a shower or storm, warm and humid, high in the 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a shower or storm mainly this evening, areas of fog, warm and humid, low in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a shower or storm, hot and humid, high 88 to 93. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, chance of an evening shower or storm, areas of fog, warm and humid, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a shower or storm, hot and humid, high 85 to 90. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, small chance of a shower or storm, high in the lower 80s, warmer south. And on Sunday, partly sunny, less humid, with highs in the upper 70s to lower and mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.